Daf Yud, and we are on Tes Amid Beis as we continue here in the first parak of Maseches Kiddushin, talking about Kiddushei Bia. That was the makar that we had yesterday, and the Gemara brought two makaros, possibly a havamina that one would need kesef en bia for erusin, and we discussed what the havamina would be, and how would you ever have a nara marasa, maybe through shtar. So now we're up to a couple of lines from the bottom. Ulirava. Ulirava. Says the Gemara, Ularava da Amar Bar Ahina Azbrali. Rava says that Bar Ahina explained Ki Kach Isha Uva Allah. He uses this pasuk for something else. Ki man takes a woman Uba Allah. So we darshed from there a sugya that comes up later on. Kiddushin Amasurin Labiya Havik Kiddushin. Kiddushin that halachigli Kali Tabiya. So that halachigli is Kiddushin. Kiddushin Shemasurin Labiya Lavik Kiddushin. But Kiddushin that do not lead to Biya. You cannot foresee Biya from that moment. Lavik Kiddushin. So that is not halachigli Kiddushin. So Michael Amemar, then he uses his Pasaguva Allah for that halacha. So how would he learn the two halachos that we are trying to learn on our daf? So Gemara says, Imkin Nichtav Kra O Ba'ala. My U Ba'ala. What's the Vav? Shmamina Kulhu. So we learn all these halachos from these psukim. This sugya of Kiddushin Amasurin Labiya, the main sugya is later on Daf Nun Aleph, where there is a machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos. Exactly what does that mean? Kiddushin that cannot lead to Biya. She'ein Masurin Labiya. So that is not Kiddushin. So what exactly does that mean? So if you look in Rashi, Rashi says on the bottom of Nun Aleph Amad Aleph, what's the case over there? Kiddushin She'ein Masurin Labiya. Man goes over to two sisters and is married to one of them. He does not explain which one. Kiddush achas mishte achios. V'lo pirish ezehu mehem den yachol lisa achas mehem the shemazu. He achos ishto. He can't marry either of them because each one of them is a suffix achos isha, which is one of the arayas. So says the Gemara Kika ish ubala debiinon reuya labia. Right, that is Rashi. That's Kiddushin Shei Masurin Labia. What's the question? Tosfos says, but 1 minute. What about Chayvei Lavin? Chayvei Lavin, there is Tfisas Kiddushin. The man tries to marry one of the Chayvei Lavin, a mamzer, mamzeres, grusha lekohen. That works. That Kiddushin is Tofsin, and yet that's not Masur Labia. Isn't that Usur? Say as Tosfos, according to Rashi's definition of, it means it has to be mutter, it's not mutter. V'kasha, tai chayvei lavin, einam ru'uyin labia, v'tafsi p'hu kiddushin, as Tosfos. L'kach nira, Tosfos explains a different definition of what kiddushin she'im mesurin labia is. It means whether the kiddushin have something, or play a role in creating the iser. If somebody's usser without your doing anything, kiddushin, so fine. That's usser, but that's not called kiddushin she'ein mesurin labia. By Kohen la Grusha, he had nothing, the Kohen has nothing to do with creating this isser. It's usser va'omeid. But l'kach nira l'farish kiddushin she'ein mesurin labia klomar she'isser habia al yedei kiddushin. V'hainu heicha de kiddush achat b'shtei achios. Until the man did this, he's mutter to marry either one of these sisters. And now, because he did this problematic kiddushin, so that created the iser. Shemikodem ha-kiddushin ha-isa kol achas mehen muteres, says Tosfos. V'yachshav al yedei ha-kiddushin ha-zushteim. That's the problem. Aval chayvei lavin iser habia lo ba al yedei kiddushin. Didn't come through the kiddushin. Shari mikodem lachein ne'esru bebiya kamo acher kiddushin. It was usher before, it was usher afterwards. So therefore, says Tosfos, that's what I think the definition of kiddushin she'ein mesurin labia is. That's machlokas in Rashi and Tosfos. If you look in the Avne Miluim, almost every day we have an Avne Miluim here in Maseches Kiddushin in Siman Mem Aleph. Sif Beis. So that's with the sugya, the siman about mekadesh shtei achyos. Says the Shulchan Aruch, that you can't marry either of them because maybe each one of them is Achos Ishto. So there he quotes the Tosfos Rid, Tosfos Rid on our Gemara, where the Tosfos Rid says, Vadai, im haya omer eza she'ertza hayom, o machar, what if the man says, I'll choose? Not that he's Makadesh one of them, you don't know, but if he says, I'm Makadesh, whichever one of them I choose, says the Tosfos Rid, Hayalismoch al Breira. You should rely on Breira. Our sugya of something becomes clear in the future, you could already see the roots of it in the past. The major sugya of Breira that comes up all over. So says the Tosfos Rid right here, Lachar Breira should work here too. Kivan Shatala Birtsono. since he was tolled on his ratzon. Avol zeh, the problem here is shekidesh mitchila misafek shelo birer eizek kidesh in lomar sham breira. Here he didn't say I'm going to clarify it. He was mekadesh one of them without telling us which one. Not that he's going to clear it up in the future. But the Avni Miluim that continues and wonders. But even so, why doesn't breira work? Breira doesn't have to have clarity at the beginning that you're going to do one of them. And he quotes the Tosas in Tzvura Daf Lamed, which we've quoted in the past. Tosas there asks the question that you know that there's an answer to. Tosas says, why don't you ever say breira whenever you have an Isser Shenafa Laheter? You have something, treif that fell in, a treif hamburger that got mixed up, so take it out and say, oh, breira, and it's all mutter. So it says, what's the answer to that question? Tosas explains, you can't say breira if nikar ha-Isser beforehand. If Nikar HaIsser beforehand, so then when you take it out, it might not be the same Isser that fell in. So you can't say Breira in that case. Devadai, he quotes Tosfos, Kol Davar Shehuvrar HaIsser Mitchila V'Achar Kach Nis'ariv Beheter Lo Nismoch. You can't say Breira there. Kivan Shatarovis Be'Isser. Kivan Shatarovis Be'Isser. Avalhani Tarovis Beheter Kia Isser Lo Hayim Avura Kodem HaTarovis Ula Achar HaTarovis Nolad HaIsser Samchina Na Breira. Right, only if it wasn't Mavura Mitchila. Say Esavni Miluim. So here it wasn't Mavura Mitchila. So why can't we say Breira? Why do you have to say this is Kedusha She'ein Misur and Labia in this case? Hachanami. Mekidesh Achas Mishteach Yos. Telohaya Ha'isr Bitchila Noda. Ela Al Yedea Tarot. VMK. Name of Breira. And he gives an answer, but he's not really so satisfied with the answer. He says something that Kedusha must be different. But what does that mean? Kiddushin must be different. So he seems to say that by Kiddushin, the Edim have to know Bishasa Kiddushin, who the woman is. There's a special din of Edekia. There's a special din of witnessing it Bishaito. That's the problem. You can't say Breira where there is a requirement at that moment. This might relate to how do you look at Breira? Is it what we call Mikana Lahaba Lamafreya, Lamafreya, Lamafreya? Meaning in the future it becomes clear. But still Bishaito, it was not clear. We're allowed to see it becoming clear only retroactively. But that might not be good enough for Kiddushin. And that's why it does not say, you cannot say that here. That's what Reb Chaim says. If you look in the Grach HaLashas, in the Hosafos in the back, in Os Yud Beis, he says, U'b'hachi eish liyashiv kushyas avne miluim. De'etze maise Kiddushin lo misurim labia. Elamitam breira lo mikri misurim labia. De'be'ina she'ein masur mitzad etzem ha-Kiddushin. It's got to be clear at the time of the Kiddushin. Most cases, it doesn't matter. You have cases of Yerusha. Okay, so it didn't come clear until afterwards. But right now it's clear, and I say this was always the portion of this brother. Okay, so it worked. Or, you know, by the cases of the wine and the Truma and the Maestris. Okay, so right now I can look at it as this was always the Truma. Didn't have to be Huvrar at that moment. But Kiddushin requires Edekiyim, Bishasa Kiddushin, and therefore Breira is not going to work. Okay, so that's Rashi and Tosfos. There's a Pnei Yeshua on that Tosfos over there, trying to defend Rashi. Feel free to look. And then we have the Avin Miluim and Reb Chaim. Okay, so let's continue now. But that is that's a major topic relating to the issue of Kiddushin. It might, again, it's not 100%, but it might be related to, right, we know the Rambam's Lashon of what Chuppah is. Not exactly connected, but it definitely might fit in. We know the Rambam's, what Chuppah is, we'll talk about in a couple more minutes, we'll talk about it, what the Ramah quotes in Eben Ezer, but the Rambam famously's Chuppah is Yichud Haro'i Labia. So Yichud Haro'i Labia, so maybe that somehow connects to the Kiddushin, which is the earlier stage. Shein Mesurin Labia is a problem. Again, you don't have to put them together, but that might be also what helped the Rambam come to his decision. Okay, so let's continue. Says the Gemara, after we've just quoted Rava, so V'Rebbe, four lines from the bottom, my Be'ulas Baal, my Ovid Lay. So what does Rebbe do with Be'ulas Baal? Right, Rebbe was the earlier Shita, we quoted the Machlokas, about Bo, Aleha, 10 people, and Vadayin Hi Besula, right, 10 people were Bo'ola Shloka Darka. So Tanakaba said they're all Kula Beskila, the Shita is still considered a Besula. And Rebbe argued. So Rebbe did not need the pasuk to teach me that. He said she's called the Be'ula. So V'Rebbe, hi Be'ulas Baal my Avid Lay, hi mi boy lay, Baal Osa, Ose Osa Be'ula Shalokadarka, Vein Acher Ose Osa Be'ula Shalokadarka. There might be a difference between the husband and others. The husband could make her into a niveles, a be'ula shelo kedar, even shelo kedar, because it's not something physical only, but others not. Says the Gemara, Umi islay le Rebbe hai svara. Does Rebbe really hold of this svara? Va'atanya. But didn't we just learn in the Brisa? That's not true. The Brisa was talking about achirim. Va'atanya, bo'u ala yuranashim adayin hi besula kulan beskila. Rebbe Omer ani harisha beskila v'kul v'chenek. So it's talking about achirim, and what does Rebbe say? That the people, earlier people who were ba'al hershalo kedarka, do make her into a ba'ula. And that's why the later people get chenek and not skila. So what do you mean Rebbe uses that, how does Rebbe, what does Rebbe use that pasuk for this halacha? He doesn't hold of that halacha. So I'm Rebbe Zera, Rebbe Zera says, no, there's a chilek. Mode Rebbe le'inyin knas, dekulhu mishalmi. We know that a ma'anes has to, not all has to pay a knas, and he has to get married to her, velosi le'isha. So maybe Rebbe suggests Rebbe Zera is machalik between misa and knas. Regarding misa, she's called a be'ula, right? That's what Rebbe just said on the bottom of the previous amud. But regarding knas, he would still pay the knas as if she was a psula, because only a psula pays the knas, a psula pinuya, a psula ma'oras is chayim misa. But in this circumstance, if she is a pinuya, so then she is still considered a psula v'gabi the knas. Rashi on top. Even though regarding determining which misa one would get, so that is, she is not called a psula if she would be married, ma'orasa, le'inyin knas, she'ena arusa, mo de tekula mishalmi. But regarding the knas, if she wasn't an arusa, right, because if she was an arusa, she's chayev es misa, he's chayev misa, but in the case of ena arusa, so then everybody would pay the knas, she would be called a psula. Ask the Gemara, maishra miktala, what's the difference? Why for Misa and Knas you have different determinations of whether she's a Basula or a Ba'ula? So Shani Hasam, Da'amakra, Umeis Ha'ish Asher Shachav Ima Levado. Right, Levado. It's an exclusionary word, only. So we say only the first one is going to be Chayiv Skila. V'Rabbanan, what about the Rabbanan that hold they all get Skila? So, meaning that she's a psula regarding both knas and misa. Hi, levado my avdilei. What do they use levado for? Mi boilei, look at the tani. Umesu gam shnehem. Achiu shavin ke'echa divei Rabbi Yoshia. What does that mean? They both die. What does that mean? Until they're equal. Shavin ke'echad. That's what the Rabbanan hold like the first opinion here of Yoshia. What does shavin ke'echad mean? Rashi here says, they're both gedolim. Bnei onshim. Lemute gadol abal aktana, they're not going to get misa. That's the shita of Rabbi Yoshia. A gadol and aktana together, the gadol is not going to get the punishment. Tosfos does not like that because we find cases we're going to have a Beis Hashem in a couple of minutes. The Mishnah Maseches Nida that says otherwise, that it's possible for a gadol to get punished, even though the Ketana is not going to get punished. So Tosfos goes a different shot than the fifth skinny line. Rabbi Natan Pirish, Achiu Shneim b'misa achas. No, it means the same Misa. Not Misa versus non-Misa. The same Misa. That's a special din of Rabbi Yoshia. And that's what the Rabbanan would learn out from Levado in our context. Rabbi Yonasan Amar, Umeisa Ish, Ashashachav Imav, Levado. Rabbi Yonasan learned it from Levado, and that's what the Rabbanan would learn as well. For Rabbi Yochanan, just finishing up, Haisvar Minale, where would Rabbi Yochanan, who we does not have these psukim available. Where did you learn that svara from? Imkin niftovkra beulas ish my beulas baal shvamina tarti. Okay, you learn out. Everybody learns all the halachas from various different psukim. Period. There is a problematic, just two points or so. A problematic sheet of the Rambam. The Rambam. What does our Gemara say in the name of Reb Zera regarding knas? They all pay knas. Regarding misa is a machlokas. Again, a woman who is mu'ureses, who had bia shelo kedarka, so is the next man going to be chayiv skila or chayiv chenek? So that is a machlokas Rebbe and the Rabbanan. Regarding knas, though, everybody would agree they all pay knas. The Rambam in Hilchos Na'ara Besula, Perek Alav Halacha Ches, Ein ha'ones o ha'mefate chayiv b'knas ad sheyavo aleha kedarka. A ma'anis or a mefate are only chayiv the knas if they have a bia kedarka, ube edim ve'eno tzarach hazra, umei masai yelabas knas ve'achas shaloshanim v'chulu, and it continues. The Rambam says you're only chayv knas So our Gemara doesn't mention that. The Gemara is talking about afterwards, but it sounds like all these people are going to be chayiv knas, even maybe a shluka darka. It doesn't sound like anybody argues on that. The Raiva jumps on the Rambam. Amar Avram, tosu ze, mefurish b'gemara, diafilu shaloka darka mishalim knas. Even shaloka darka mishalim knas. So the Raivit is very upset with the Rambam. If you look in the Tosa's rehazaking here, right on the side, he tries to explain how the Rambam must have had a different girsa. Right? It's not, doesn't, when our girsa has on the top line, Leini Knas de Kulhu Mishalmi, he must not have had the word Kulhu, because it's against the Rambam. The Tosa's rehazaking here. One of the late Bali Atosvas who quotes the Rambam, right? The Rambam is not quoted often in Tosvas, maybe two or three places in all of Shas, Menachas Ben Beis, the Gemara, the Tosfos quotes the Rambam, but here he quotes in the middle of Tosri Yisakin. The Rambam Kasa Ben Arab Sula. He quotes Nire Shapirish Kulhu Kol Habayim Aleha Kedarka Achar Elu. If you have the gears of Kulhu, he must mean everybody agrees. Leniknas to Kulhu, anyone who's bowler Shaloka bowler Kedarka after all of these earlier ones Shaloka Kedarka, so they would pay a knas. But then he says Venira de Logaris Kulhu. Maybe he doesn't even have that lashon, that word kulhu. If he does, you got to work it out. But either way, that's machlokes Rambam Raivid, whether there's a chiyuv of knas by the case of onis mafata, whether there could be a chiyuv of knas in a case of bia shaloka darka. The focus of our gemara was can you be chayiv knas after a bia shaloka darka? But this is saying for a bia shaloka darka, that's the machlokes between the Rambam and the Raivid. The other interesting question is discussed here by the Ritva. There are 10 people. Who does she marry? Right, we know, besides the knas, there is velo sihiya le'isha. Right, it's a mitzvah daraisa for the ma'anes and the mafata to marry. So which is the one who has the mitzvah to marry here in this case? Sha'alu chachmei tsarfas. The Ritva quotes the French rabbis, right, achdus, right here. Says the Gemara, ulagabe ones, tekaimel on deshose batzitzo. Right, he has to marry her. Hey minayo kafina lishtos batzitzo. Right, we know the Mishnah says that even if he's not interested, he has to marry her. So who do we force? So v'yeshe heishivu. So he quotes one opinion, and on the footnote it says lo matzasi shaharishon shosavati. So the first one that was ma'anis. Why? Kivat shehun is chayev lishto schila. He had the mitzvah of losi elisha first, and therefore that's the one that marries. Umorina ro omer b'shem rabo. But then the Ritva quotes his own rebbeim she'ein she'ela zuklum. I don't even think this question gets off the ground. Because it's not a chiyuv per se. There is a chiyuv per se on the man, but really, it's in the woman's reshus. She's the one that decides. Does she want to get married? There's no mitzvah. She says, no, I'm not interested. Does she want to get married? And who she marries? So it's whoever she decides, says the Ritva. The Kaimelan Hasam, a perk narration is spot the tongue subis, the bidi da, talarachmana, the ee lo bayale, rachus biyada, the kivan chicane, shehema sara, harishus biyada, shalola ratzos bechamehem, olomar lazani rotse, velazani rotse, shvasai mishag me shidvarim nochochim, says the Ritva. I think that's the right answer. The answer is whoever she wants, she chooses. It's not that we force one of them. If she, whoever she chooses, that's the one that we are going to. That's the one that we're going to force. An important ha'ara of the Ritva. Related to this, the Chashuge Chemed here discusses the following case. Sheila Adam Sheish Lo Kamam Badam. A man has a bunch of sons. V'hinei Be'echad Hayamim Nasar Rayato L'Chutz La'aretz. His wife, the father, the patriarch, the wife goes to Chutz La'aretz, and he needs someone to stay with him. And all the sons are fighting. I want to help the father. I want to be the one to stay. So V'nistavku, Mimeyam Yiske B'mitzvahs Kibud Av. Right? Who is there a hierarchy in terms of kibud avim? Who's all the brothers? Let's say they all, you know, would take off from work and they all want to help out the father. Is the bechor the one that has adifus or shema yatilu goro mi yiske ki kula mishtoka gim l'kayim mitzvah zu? They all want to do this mitzvah. So he says kiddushin daftes and the ritva. So he says v'nira. You might read our ritva and say, okay, what does that have to do with my life? But here it is, v'nira gam binyanenu. Ha'av rashay levchar be'echan mibana. Just like it's the woman's choice, it's the father's choice, isn't it? The father could choose. Shehu yizkeh v'mitzvahs kibud av. But what if it's all equal? What if the father says, I love you all? Avalim kulam shavim lo, v'hu atzmo mistapek l'mila chabed, yitachein sheish levchar sabachar. Why? Because of the first day of the ritva. The first day of the Ritva said that maybe the Bechor has a type of adifus. Ke'ein ze matzino bekvura. Yaredeya, Shinun Dalin, Ir Shish Bashne Mesim, Motzi and Misha Mace Risham Viachakach Motzi and Hasheni. We know the halacha is. The one who died first is the one that gets buried first. Right, even if the one that died first is Nas Chashuv. But then he says, the Yesh Ladun, maybe each one of them should get a different day. Let's say the wife's going to be away for 6 days and there's six kids, so maybe each one, Yischalku b'mitzvah, V'kol ben Yishameshes Abba Yom Echad. Or, no, if it's the Bechor, it's the Bechor. The Bechor gets to choose. But then he says, conceptually, Lumdis, he says, maybe you can't compare the cases. Achen yesh makom gadol v'chalek ben ha'inyanim. And this is some Lumdis of Kibbut Av. When it comes to the case of Losi Elisha, there's one mitzvah. Who's going to marry her? And who that mitzvah fell on whoever was ma'anis her first? Not a mitzvah that any of us should ever want to do. But again, mitzvahs aren't all ones that we desire. Kibbut Av Ein, is it just one mitzvah? The second that a child is born, he has a mitzvah? No. It could be that it's a different mitzvah every single day. And therefore, when today the sun rose, all the sons were equal in this mitzvah. Who says the Bechor is any adifus? Because he, earlier, but each day might be a different mitzvah. Zesha Bechor nischayiv tchila b'mitzvah z'kibud av, eina nogeil l'mitzvah homedes l'fneim ayom. Dibitzarchei ha'av shel ayom nischayiv al ha'achim ka'achas. All of them. He says, I'll give you another example. There's a big discussion by Bris Mila. If you have a Mila Bismana and a Mila Shalom Bismana, who says that the Mila Shalom Bismana has adifus because it had the chiyuv 3 days ago? But what do you mean? This morning, both babies have a chiyuv to do the Bris Mila. And maybe you should do Zerusa Makdimin. That's a fascinating machlokas about which one to do first. And then he quotes another discussion he has elsewhere. If a father needs a kidney, and all the children want to give a kidney, is there a difus? Is there a difus one over the other? He quotes his father, Rav Yashib, who said in that case, you should have a goro. He says he does not think the Bechor has a difus in that case. To cause a dafkim in yiklaya, she'en chiyav laben, l'trom klaya la'aviv, to keep it out, right, b'cholu. Anyway, so that's his discussion here, based on the Ritva and the Chashuk Yecheved. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara. Says the Gemara Natudat. Tzibai Lahu. Let's get to some more meaty topics here of Maseches Kiddushin, of Kiddushei Bia. Tzibai Lahu. Tchilas Bia Kona Osof Bia Kona. We know a Maisa Bia has different parts to it, and the halacha differentiates between Tchilas Bia, which is not a consummation of the Bia, just Tchilas Bia, the Machlokas elsewhere in Yevamis. What is Tchilas Bia? Either way, it's the beginning of the Maisa Bia, or Osof Bia, a complete Maisa Bia. So which one is required for a Maisa Kiddushin? Again, we'll talk about very soon, Be'ez Hashem, in a couple of days, Kiddushin Bia is not done anymore, Bizman Hazeh, but conceptually, what is required? Tchilas Bia Kona, Sof Bia Kona. Good, Nafka Mina. And it might have lumdis, some conceptual analysis behind it in terms of, as we've discussed, Kiddushin is a Kinyan, but Kiddushin also has elements of Chuppah, possibility, we'll get to it in a minute, whether Kiddushei Bia might even achieve Chuppah. But, you know, it might be different. The beginning, Tchilas Maisa Bia might be more of a formal Kinyan. Masha'en Kain, Esof Bia. Maybe, but either way, that's the Gemara's question. Nafgamina, what's the Nafgamina between these, whether it's Tchilas Bia, Esof Bia? It's Bia, so what difference does it make? Nafgamina, Kegon Cheharabo, Pasha Yada, Vekibla Kiddushei Me'acher. If she only did a Tchilas Bia. If she only did a Tchilas Bia, is she married? Right, is she married? Let's say they only do a tchilas bia and then they stop. And then she gets married to someone else. The kibbutz kiddushin me'acher. Inami l'kohen gadol. Takakani besula bevia. My, kohen gadol. Kohen gadol is a mitzvah say to marry a besula. So if you're telling me, says the Gemara, that the kiddushin only works besof bia, but that could be a problem. Because already from tchilas bia, she is called a be'ula, and a kohen gadol can marry a Be'ula. And therefore, maybe a Kohen Gadol cannot get married through Kiddushei Bia. Maybe only Kiddushei Shtar, Kiddushei Kesef. Maybe a Kohen Gadol cannot use Bia. That's the two Nafkaminas, Mais. The Gemara says, Amar Amemar, Bishmei Derava, Kola Boel, Daito Al Gmar Bia. Right? Gmar Bia, and that's the Das of a person, and therefore, that's what it goes by. Kiddushei Bia goes by Sof Bia. Interesting, the Chassam Sofer here notes, even though by other areas of Halacha, Das might be on the opposite, beginning of the process. kala oseh al das rishona hu oseh. So we have elsewhere by lishma. As long as you start lishma by tzitzis, by other contexts, by shchita, kala oseh das rishona hu oseh. This is the opposite, because kedusha bia is something different than other context in halacha, and that's why here it would be different. The davka baze amrina the daito gemar bia mishab the tali bechiba v'hanaa avo b'shar dvarim amrina lehefech, says the chasam sofer. So that's the even though here it says it might not apply to other areas of halacha. The action on this line of the gemara is in Tosis. Tosis says that if you look at Maseches Yevamos and Daven Hey Dibur Maskel Kol Aboel, you find that isha niknes labayla beha'ara asya kicha kicha v'ara haynu tchilas bia. Ask Tosfos a stira. How can Kedushin Daf Yud say that Kedushin is Kenikne Besof Bia if in Yevamos Daf Nun Hey it says Tchilas Bia is Nikne? Tosfos gives four answers. Tosfos doesn't give four answers to many questions. Tosfos is obviously bothered by this, and Tosfos gives four answers. Number one, he quotes in the name of the Bali Tosfos the Rashba. He says the Chiamrinan Ha'ara Kone Hainu Bishalo Asa Kiim Ha'ara Upiresh Miyad. When do we say that Tchilas Bia works? If all you did was a Tchilas Bia, then obviously you don't say Al Das Sof Bia, because this is all you had in mind. Right? There were Edim on the Yichud, and there was Kedushay Bia, and Edim knew what you were doing, and you only did Tchilas Bia. Aval Hacha Mairi Shegamar Biaso. But here we're talking Gamar Biaso, Da'az Lo Kani Ba'ara, Kivan Shedai Da'al Gamar Bia. If you have Gemar Bia, so then we say that the Das is on the Gemar Bia. If you only had Tchilas Bia, so then it's only on the Tchilas Bia. So answer number one, it depends what you did. Answer number two, he quotes from the Rivam. The difference is where he is Mefarish. Okay, maybe there he is Mefarish, that he has Das on Tchilas Bia. Just by the way, in terms of the first answer, right, about it's different if he only does a Tchilas Bia. How do the Edom know anything? The Edom have to know whether this Kiddush Bia. Don't the Edom have to know what it's referring to and what is the Das on? So explain the Achronim. Well, the Edom don't see the Maisa Bia anyway. Right? They just see the Yichud. So it's not really going to make a difference. As long as they see the Yichud, and he says to the Edom that he's being Konehor al Das of the Maisa Bia, so it doesn't really matter because they're not going to see the details of the Bia anyway. That is the Ha'ara of the Achronim. Balav Achi Ein Edush Al Habia Atzma VeEdush Hi Al Yichud Shemeida Al Ha Shemeida Al Habia. That's the VeNafkaminim Kavanasa B'Chilas Bia O B'Sof Bia. And what about the woman herself? The woman herself doesn't know. You might say the Chlushi Arim Sheisha Yesh La Das L'Skadish Kivishir Tzabal. Right, she has flexible Das, and therefore whatever works. Okay, those are the first two answers of Tosfos. The third Tosfos also gives another answer in the name of Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbi Natan tirates the acharishin is rapsa ha'ara kegemar bia imkin kamakam shemazker bia ba'ara kamar im ha'chi kamar. Maybe what our gemara, you have to read our gemara in light of that gemara, says Rabbi Natan. Really, tchilas bia is kona, but there are two different parts even of tchilas bia, and that's what our gemara is asking. Within tchilas bia, as the gemara describes in Yevam, as different stages of the act. So maybe that's how you answer the question. This is all within tchilas bia. But then finally you have the fourth answer, for Rabbeinu Nisim Gaon, where he says, T-rate, last line of Tosfos, Dahi de Yavamis Airi Achar Kiddushin, Dal Yede Osa Ha'ara Havi Kinesua, Kemochupa de la Achar Kiddushin. Our Gemara is talking about a regular Kiddushin Bia. Kiddushin Bia, that's it, period. What do you need, Sof Bia? You know what that Gemara is talking about? You already did Kiddushin. He was already married through Kesef. Now he's doing Kiddushin for Chupa. So there, Tchilas Bia would be enough for Chuppah. That is Rabbeinu Nisim in Tosfos. Ask the Rishonim. On other hand, they're not married yet. How are they able to be together? They only have Kiddushin. After Kiddushin, it's also to be together. So what do you mean Bia after Chuppah? Ask the Rabban, ask the Ritva. How is it mutter l'shem? How is it mutter to be together? The Kash of the Rabbanon. How does this work? So they explain, if there's a Bia l'shem Chuppah afterwards, so that could function as chuppah too, and this is where the Rambam maybe got his trot from. As we know, there are many different opinions of what chuppah is. The Rambam Shita is Yichud Haroi Labia. Well, what happens in Yichud Haroi Labia? What possibly could happen in Yichud Haroi Labia? right? Bia, yichud roi labia. Doesn't have to happen. The Rambam says yichud itself is the chuppah. But it comes possibly from this Rabbeinu Nissim Gaon. So I'll connect it. If you have a bia, tchilas bia would be good enough as long as it is after kiddushin. All right, that's the Rambam Shita in Perek Yud in Hilchas Ishus. What is chuppah? He says, what is chuppah? The previous lashon. The yichud zehu anikra knisa lachuppah. The hu anikra nisuin b'chamako. That's the Rambam. But there is one other ha'ara to make on the Rambam. Actually, let's wait for the Rambam. Let's do the next couple of lines, and then we'll make the important ha'ara. Okay, so that is the first Lumdish discussion, Tchilas Bia Osof Bia. But now we have the next one, Iboy Lahu, two dots. Bia Nisuin Ose, O Erisin Ose. Kiddushe Bia, is that like the other Darki Kiddushin, and after the act, she's still only Mikudeshes? Or maybe Bia even creates Nisuin. It's different than the other Darki Kiddushin. Nafgamina, and the Nafgaminas are for all the halachas that only kick in after Nisuin. Li Yarsha, to Yarshin her, Uli Tamila, and he has a Chiyav to be Matami for her if he's a Kohen, Ula Hafer Nidareha, so Iyamrit Nisuin Ose, Yarsha Mitamila Mefer Nidareha. The Iyamrit Erisin Ose, and if it's only Erisin, Eino Yarsha, Eino Mitamila, Eino Mefer Nidareha. My. Right, so that's the question. So the Rishonim get into the act here. Well, why didn't it say this? Why didn't it say that? After Tosas Rid, why didn't it say ksuba as a nafkamina? So Tosas Rid says, this Gemara sounds like a woman gets a ksuba, right, when she becomes an arusa, which is a big discussion in the Rishonim, but Tosas Rid says our Gemara, by the fact that it did not mention ksuba, it must be that even an arusa gets a ksuba, number one. Number two, the other ha'ara to make, the Magen Mishnah points this out in Hilchas Ishus, in Perek Yud, why doesn't the Gemara answer whether they're allowed to live together? Whether they're allowed to bia. Meaning, if Kiddushe Bia is Nisuinosa, so they're allowed to live together. And if not, why isn't that a nafkamina? Says the Magen Mishnah, it must be that even if Kiddushe Bia is Nisuinosa, they're still not allowed to live together. Even if she becomes a Nisua, they're still not allowed to have Bia, and that's exactly what the Rambam says. The Rambam says it explicitly. V'yafilu im kidsha bebia aser lo lavo aleha bia shnia bebeisa viha. Until he has chuppah. So ask the Magen Mishnah on the Rambam. And what's the Pshat of the Rambam? If Kiddushe Bia is Nisuin Ose, so why isn't Bia Mutter? Why isn't it on the list? So explains Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim in the Gracha Lashas again. Reb Chaim says, chuppah does two things. Chuppah is a kinyan, and chuppah is a matir. And the Gemara's Havamina of Kiddushe Bia, Nisuin Ose, is only regarding Chuppah as the Kinyan, but not as Chuppah as the Matir. That's Reb Chaim in Simen Kuf Ayin Zayin, in Hilcho, in the Gracha Lashas, Vahatam, De Chuppah Milvachi Hikone, Higam Maisa Lahatir Isha Labaila, Unihi Da Amrinan, Shahabia Gamkein Kamo Chuppah, Avakol Zehu Leinyin Kinyan Chuppah, Avalahatira Labaila, Tzor Chuppah Dafka, Ubebia like a Chuppah. So that's the Reb Chaim Sahara explaining the Rambam, who is explained by the Magen Mishnah, who they're really just explaining the Diyuk of the Gemara. So Maya, what's the halacha? Let's get back to the Gemara. So is Kiddushin Nisuin Ose or Erisin Ose? Amar Abaye Tashma. So here we go. Says the Mishnah in Ksubis, Ha'av Zakai Bebito, B'Kiddusheha, B'Kesef, B'Shtar Bebiya. A father has rights, financial rights in his daughter, in her Kiddushin, Kesef, B'Shtar Bebiya, V'Zakai. So keep in mind, the first line of the Mishnah mentions Bia, Kiddushe Bia. V'zakai b'mitziyasa u'b'masi yadeha u'b'hafaras adareha, and he is zoche in all the things that she finds and her earnings and her hafaras adarim, he can be mefer u'mikabel as gita, and he can accept her get if she got divorced after erisin, after nisuin, she's already out of the rishus of the father. But after erisin, that's what Rashi quotes here, u'mikabel as gita imgirsha b'ayla min ha'erisin ba'oda na'ara. She's not a bogeris yet, she's not a nisua yet. That's why she's still in her father's rishus. Ve'eino ochal peres bechayeha, and he, the father, does not eat peres bechayeha. If she got some type of property from Yerusha of someone else, niseis, if she gets married, nisuin, yes, or love a baal, then the baal has these plus she'ochal peres bechayeha. But what do you see in the Mishnah? The first line of the Mishnah is about Kiddushei Biyah. The last line is about Nisseis. Ketani Biyah v'Ketani Nisseis. So you see, it must be that Kiddushei Biyah does not create Nisuin. So Gemara said, no, Kiktani Nisseis Ashara. It could be that Lashon Nisseis is going on the other Drachim of Kesev and Shtar, but it's not going on the Kiddushei Biyah. No Raya. Amar Rava Tashma, let's try again from a Mishnah Meseches Nida. Basha Lashon of Yom Echad. We know 3 years old is considered Ru'uya Labiyah. Again, Bizman HaTorah, Bizman HaTalmud, things were much earlier. But again, this is just saying halachically, not that Chas V'Shalom, if it would ever happen. But Basha Lashon of Yom Echad, Miskadeshes Bebiyah, Vimba Aleha Yavam Kina'a, Yibam can be done there, because it's considered halachically a Maisabiyah. V'chayav and Alam Mishameshes Ish. And if she is married, so then she can create an Isser Misa, Chiyav Misa, for whoever is with her. Umitama es Boala, if she would become a Nida when she is a Ketana, above 3 years old, anytime, when she's 10, when she's anything, Umitama es Boala is a special Tuma that a Nida gives one who lies with her. Not only is it Usser, let's say it was a Shogig. So, but he still becomes Tameh. Umetama is Bo'ala L'Tameh Mishach Tachton Ke'elyon. What does that mean? We know a Nida, being one of the special people in Halacha who create Mishkav, if she, Zav, Zava, Yoleda, if they sit on a couch or a chair, so that couch or chair of Vechulu all become Mishkav Azav, Mishkav Anida, and that is powerful enough. It's like an Avatoma to be Metameh other people. So the halacha of a bo'al nida is not as chamor. It is as chamor in that anything a bo'al nida sits on, even if not touching it, is going to become tameh, but it's not going to become so tameh like an av to be metameh people. It's only going to become tameh as a rishon to be metameh kalim ve'ochlim. So that's what it means. A bo'al nida, this is the regular din of a bo'al nida, metameh is bo'al, she is metameh, the one she who lives with her, letameh mishav tachton ke'elyon, to make whatever he sits on, mishav tachton ke'elyon, like if the nida had touched something, which makes it into the status really of a rishon. Vim niseis lekohen, and if she, the 3-year-old, would be married to a kohen, ocheles betruma, that's called a marriage. Vim ba'aleha echon mikol harayah shebatorah, mumasin al yada, and if anyone, she's with any of the arayos, so that's chiyah misa. Vihi peturah, because she is a ketana. Vim ba'aleha echon min apsulim, paslam min akahuna. Fine. That's the Mishnah. But what do you, again, you see here? Ketani biyah v'ketani niseis. The first line says biyah. Now this line on top says niseis. So again, you see, kiddushei biyah is not nisuin. Hachi ka'amar, says the Gemara. No, maybe you could all read it as one long statement. Ihani nisuin dekohen ninu ocheles betruma. Im niseis just means, if the kiddushei biyah she had done was with a kohen, she can now eat truma. But it's really referring to all the same case. Okay, period. Tashma, let's try again. So now we're learning that the two Mishnayos didn't work to try to bring a Raya. So now we bring a Medrash. Look at our Shalach, Yochanan ben Bagbag, Eitzar B'Yudah ben Beseiro. See on the side, Sifri Korach. Right, that's one of the Medrashi Halacha. We have Medrashi Agada, the Medrash Rabbah, it's Agada, but the Medrash Halacha. We have the Sifra on Vayikra, we have the Mechilta on Shmos, we have the Sifri on Bamidbar and Dvarim. So the Sifri says, Shalach Yochanan ben Bagbag Eitzel Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseir l'Nitzivin. He sent Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseir in Nitzivin. Where was Nitzivin? It's a machlokas in Tosfos. 2 days in Tosfos, the beginning of Psachim, whether when Nitzivin was in Chutz La'aretz or not. Remember, that was a sugya of he didn't come to be Ola Regel. The shaila is, why not? So was Nitzivin in Chutz La'aretz or not? Okay, so Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseir was in Nitzivin, and he was sent. Shamati Alecha, Yochanan ben Bagbag says, I heard about you, Sha'ata Omer Arusa Bas Yisrael, Ocheles Betruma. I heard that you hold that Arusa Bas Yisrael, who is Mu'urases to a Kohen, is allowed to eat Truma. Shalach Lo, says of you, Ben Beseira, Yata Omer Kei, but you don't hold that way. You don't hold that way, fundamentally. Mukhzakani Becha. I thought, Reb Yochanan ben Bagbag, Sha'ata Baki Bechadri Torah. I thought you were an expert in Torah. Lidrash b'kava chomer, yeta yodea? It's a basic kava chomer. I can't believe you don't know that. What's the kava chomer? We'll mention it in a second. But ask Rabbi Chanan first, a very important comment. Ask Rabbi Chanan, I don't understand. What is being a baki b'chadri haTorah have to do with kava chomer? Kava chomer is logic. Kava chomer is just, you know, a kala de chomer. You can explain a kava chomer to anybody. It's like, if this, surely, what does that have to do with baki b'chadri haTorah? I thought you were a baki. You don't even know a kava chomer. So explains Rabbi Chanan, anybody could darshan a kavachomer, you're right. But if you don't know b'kol chadri haTorah,
you might not realize that the Kal V'chomer is mefurish against the halacha somewhere. It's a mefurish against the Kal V'chomer. You can't just darshan any Kal V'chomer. You know, if I'm allowed to do work for 6 days of the week, surely I could do work on the seventh day. Well, not if it's a Shabbos. Right, so says Rabbi Chanan. That's why you can't darshan a Kal V'chomer unless you're a bakim called Chatri HaTorah. Here it is. Ki Efshar. He says, he asked this to his Rebbe, Reb Chaim. And he quotes, V'yamar Marenu V'rabi Yergon Reb Chaim Alevi Zatzal, Ki Lidrush B'Kal V'chomer Ein Sarach L'Bekiyus. Avoleda Sha'a Kal V'chomer He Shel Kayama V'Ein Alav Shum Pircha. To know that it's not a mufrach kal v'chomer, lezet sarach liosbaki b'chadri Torah. Ki efsha sha kal v'chomer hu b'hilcha Shabbos, b'yesh la percha midine tuma, v'chayotze ba. And this is a tremendous message that we have to, if you have a baki in one area of halacha, you can't just ignore all other areas of halacha, even in a mesechta, right? If somebody learns meseches gittin, cold, right? So is he a baki in hilchas gittin? He knows most of hilchas gittin, but there are some halachas of hilchas gittin elsewhere. Kiddushin. Right, if you learn Kiddushin, well, there are some halachas of Kiddushin in a different mesechta. And, you know, we have to be connected in all areas, right? Kol HaTorah Kula in Yenechod, right? You have to know Hilchas Mishkan of Atzei Shittim Omdim to know halachas of Dalet Minim, to know that you have to hold the lulav standing straight up as it grows. So again, that's an important comment of Reb Chaim, quoted right here in Reb Elchanan, third Reb Chaim of today, right here about why Baki B'Chadri HaTorah is a prerequisite also for darshaning a Kal V'chomer. So now let's get in, what is the Kal V'chomer? So he says, there's a Kal V'chomer. Right, he asked him, you say that in Arusa Bas Yisrael, can he truma? He says, yeah. Uma shivcha kananis, shein bia samachi lasa b'truma, a shivcha kananis, which bia has no effect on her. If a man is lives with a shivcha kananis, that's not a derek kinyan of a shivcha kananis. So she can't eat truma. If she's Niknah, she can eat Truma, but she's not. So if Bia does not work by a Shifcha Kananis, Kaspa Machilasa Betruma, but Kesef does work, so Zu, a regular woman, Shebia Asa Machilasa Betruma, a regular woman whose Bia is Machilor Betruma, Enodinsha Kaspa Machilasa Betruma. Surely Kesef. So if Bia works, so surely Kesef should work. So the Gemara says, he continues, Rabbi Yudim Mesei Rav Ma'aseh, but what am I supposed to do? That on a Daraisa level, that's true. The Chachamim said, "Ain Arusa Bas Yisrael Lachelz B'Truma Achi Tukanis L'Chupa." Midrabanan, Chazal said that an Arusa cannot eat Truma for one of two reasons, which the Gemara is going to talk about Bez Hashem soon. So Heichi Dami. So what exactly is the case here of the Kal V'chomer? Right? What's the Kal V'chomer? If Bia does not work by Shifcha Kananis, but Kesef does, so Bia, which works by a regular woman, surely Kesef should. So of course Kesef should work, and Arusa should eat Truma. But what can I do? Midrabanan not. So Heichidami, what exactly is the Kal V'chomer? How are we comparing Chupa and Kesef? We are going to go with Rashi's Pshat. The Tosfos Rosh argues, but we're going to go with Rashi Pshat of the Gemara. E b'bia sha'al yidei chupa, v'kesef sha'al yidei chupa. Are we comparing a bia which takes place after chupa, and kesef which takes place before chupa, but then you have chupa? B'tshravayo mecha achla. So by both of those, you eat. If you already have chupa, and then you have bia, you're allowed to eat truma. Kesef sha'al yidei chupa, you're allowed to eat truma. So then there wouldn't be a difference between kesef and chupa. And kesef and bia. So Ella, rather, what must be the case? But bia shal yedei chupa v'chesef shalo yedei chupa. We're talking about a bia after chupa and just kiddush kesef beforehand. So then you can't compare them in a kal v'chomer. Hachatarti v'hachachada. Then there's two on the in the chupa and bia case and only kesef. So that you can't compare. So Ella lav, rather, what must it be? Bia shalo yedei chupa v'kesef shalo yedei chupa. You can only compare them if they're similar. So it must be plain bia and plain kesef. And that's what's being referred to here. 1 second. So what did the Gemara say? The Gemara in the Kal V'chomer is saying there's a difference. So, E, Amrit Bishlama Nisuin Osa. Why is it more pashut by Chuppa than by Kesef? So if you say, Nisuin Osa, Chuppa is Bia, is Nisuin Osa, so Bisham Hachi, Pshita Le Ta'ali Malay Bia Mi Kesef. That's why you would say that Bia is stronger than Kesef. In our regard, Elai Amr Kiddushin Osa Maishnacha the Pshitale Maishnacha the Masafgale. But if you say is Kiddushin Osa, so why is it more pashut by Bia to allow it to eat Truma than by Kesef? So it's a raya that Kiddushi Bia is Nisuin Osa. Says the Gemara, maybe not so fast. Amr Rav Nachman Rav Yisrael Lo Olamei Melacha BeBia Shal Yedei Chupa VeKesef Shalo Yedei Chupa. really, you are comparing apples and oranges a little bit. Bia is talking about a case of after chuppah. You had chuppah and then bia. And kesef is plain kesef. You said you can't compare them in the Kal v'chomer. The Gemara says, throw it into the Kal v'chomer. Kal v'chomer mi'ayisa. You can still have the Kal v'chomer. Right? It's even stronger. V'hachi shalach lei. And this is what Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseya really sent to him. Uma shivcha kinanis she'ein biyasa machilasa betruma. Afilu al yidei chupa. Shivcha kinanis bia never works. Even after a chupa. Why? Because there's no such thing as a chuppah and a bia by shivcha kananis. That's not one of the darkei kiddushin. So if by shivcha kananis bia never works even with chuppah, kaspa machilasa below chuppah, but kesef, when you're konehor, it works with even without chuppah. So zu shebiyasa machilasa betruma al yedei chuppah. So a regular woman whose bia is machil her after chuppah, eino din shekaspa machilasa betruma below chuppah. So you throw it in, even though it's comparing a little different context, but you throw it into the Kal v'chomer. Ava ma'asa, but he says, l'maisa, what could I say? Shayamru chachamim ein arusa, v'as yisroel l'cheles b'tshuma, shitukanis l'chuppa. Midraban, and Chazal say that an arusa cannot eat shuma until she goes into chuppa, mishum de'ula, because of ula. What's ula? Really, there are two reasons. The Gemara here quotes one of them. Rashi quotes, we had it earlier on Daf Hey. She's going to be in her father's house. She's going to get some truma wine. She might share it with her brothers. And therefore, there's a chashash. We don't want anybody to be violating Misa de Shemayim. So that's why we say not. One more line. Uben Bagbag. Why was he so surprised by hearing this? He says, I heard you say an Arusa Kedida. He says, yeah, just meet your rabbanan not. Why was he so surprised? Why doesn't he like this Kal v'chomer? So he says, no. Gabi Shivcha Kenan is lo shir b'kinyana. Hacha shir b'kinyana. This differences by a shivcha kinaanis, right, is you're not mishayer bikinyana, but after he gave her the kesef. That's why there's nothing missing. You can't compare the kinyan kesef of shivcha kinaanis and the kinyan kesef of kiddushin. By shivcha kinaanis, it's finished. There's nothing else to do. That's why she could eat shruma. Mashenkin, by kiddushin, this is only the first stage of marriage. So therefore, I don't like that. Hacha shir b'kinyana, I don't like that Kal v'chomer. Period. Stop there for a minute. Just while we're here, the Tosas Riazakein, right here, says what his shita of chuppah is. Right, we already mentioned the Rambam. But this is where the Gemara mentions the word chuppah. We had it earlier in Rav Huna, but here we have it in the what we hold. So Tosas Riazakein right here. Chuppah hi, shemiyachdin shnehem bifnei rabim. Right, the Yurmiyachi, the Chasan and Kyle in front of many people, Bibayis Echad Levadam, in one house alone, the Edim Roin Hayichud. And the Edim see the Yichud, Avalim Ein Edim Nisharim Imahem Bibayis, Shein Livo Bifnei Shumadam. But the Edim don't stay inside. Mashma, what do we get out of the Tosri Azakain? That they're in there first, and then they leave. So that's the makar for the Edim, just checking to make sure that there's nobody in the Yichud room before they go out. Because he tells you, they don't stay there. They don't stay there. Me and the Mashra, they're there first, and then they leave. The whose Shita is this? This is the Rambam Shita. Right? Tells you, Yazakin in Kiddushin Daf Yud, the Rambam Shita is that Yichud is the is what Chuppah is. The Ramah holds otherwise. The Shulchan Aruch summarizes the Shitas in Eben Ezer, in Simin Nun Hei Os Aleph, where the Shulchan Aruch quotes the Rambam, Kedarko Bakodesh, Rabbi Yosef Cairo quotes the Rambam, and then the Rambam says, V'yesh omrim, t'chubeno yichud, ela kol shehivia hachasan lebeso l'shem nisuin, he quotes the Ran, first Daf and Ksubis, k'nisa l'rishuso, right, bringing her into his Rishus, and that's exactly what we do symbolically by the canopy. What we call chuppah is the chassan goes down there first, and he established he establishes the chuppah as his representative halachic symbolic house, and then she comes in, is nichnas the reshuso. And that is why it's called aldas, the masna. Everybody agrees. Everybody there is greased to be makne the chuppah to the chassan. V'yesh omer shachuppah he shapars in suder al rosham b'shas habracha. V'yesh omer the chuppah's psula. He continues. V'aminak pashad achshav lekos chuppah makan shemachnisen sham yuria prusa gabi klunsos u'machnisen tachtei achassan v'akala barabim u'mekache sham u'mevarchen sham birchas erisin v'nisuin v'yachakach molichen osam lebeisam v'ochlem v'yachad v'makam sanua v'zeu achuppah anuegas achshav. That's the whole process, says the Rama. But either way, Tosfos Rid, Tosfos Riazakin right here, has his opinion of what chuppah of what chuppah is. Okay, we'll have to continue with our discussions of Kiddushei Bia and other issues. Tomorrow we get into Mamish, what is Kesef? Right, we get back to what the Mishnah says, Machlok V'Sham is Hillel about Dinar and Pruta. We get into that, Be'ez Hashem, Sameach, tomorrow and the next daf.